First up, we have on the line Jerry Duffy, and he's got a company that's very unusual. He films funerals. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thank you, Valerie. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Where did you get the idea for this?
Well, we've been in the video business since 1979, so 35 years of it. A lot of the early days of video, because nobody knew what it was based around the football matches, the theatrical drama, the wedding, etc. And then once you got involved in a family, you got involved for christenings, communions, and everything else. In one particular instance some years ago, we had conducted Mum and Dad's wedding, we had conducted the christening and the communion for their daughter, and then unfortunately I got a call to film the funeral.
Oh, God.
The young girl had died of meningitis, and pretty forward-thinking that there were other children in the family, and they decided the children obviously don't understand what's happening with the loss of their sister, and they want to record it and show it back to the family through the eyes of an adult when they're older. So through their forward-thinking, we were called in to record a very, very tragic but beautifully produced ceremony in their own home.
That must have been very difficult to do.
It was very difficult for me personally because, yes, you're isolated by a piece of glass on the lens that you're looking through, but you can't help but being touched. And here was a little girl that I would never see her play again. I had seen her grow to a gorgeous young girl. And that was it. That was the culmination of her life. Now, the video was used as a celebration of her life. It was brought forward into our local school here in Dundalk and shown to the other children to allow them to empathise with what funerals meant for families, and in particular what funerals meant for children. So the video became a veritable crutch in which they all could deal with the grief.
And what kind of people seek you out?
Well, currently there was a huge upsurge in our funeral side of the business some years ago because of the Icelandic ash incidents where the volcano erupted in Iceland, and it meant that quite a lot of people couldn't travel into Ireland or out of Ireland, and for that reason the double tragedy arrived of a sibling, a parent, a sister, a brother who was tragically now unable to attend the funeral and had made a request back home, could you get somebody to film it and ship it out to me when this volcanic ash thing blows away. So for a period of weeks, almost every county in Ireland was reaching out to us because we were the only one that were seen to be doing it. And we made up quite a result for us business-wise in that a lot of the undertakers were now aware that this was happening. Funeral directors were recommending them us to their clients in the circumstances. And that has carried forward right into today, where, again, the tragedy of somebody dying at home, and maybe you're an illegal immigrant in America or something, and you can't come home from mum's funeral, you get the call. We would have instances similar to the very first one where families are touched by tragedy. Maybe mum has passed away and dad is left with two or three young children to mind. The kids aren't even at the funeral, they've been minded by a relative, and he wants to be able to show them what was seen, what was heard on the day of mum's passing. So we get the call to go and record it. But we only record the ceremony itself, Valerie. We don't go to funeral homes, we don't go to graves, we don't follow hearses.
Well, even with just the ceremony, I was just wondering, do you get any like strange reactions from people? You know, do you get any reactions like, you know, that they're a little bit concerned, or maybe they don't want to be seen, or do you get anything kind of mixed like that?
You do, depending upon how you conduct yourself during the service. But with 35 years' experience working with clergy and working with undertakers, because a lot of undertakers do weddings as well because of their limousines, etc., you realise very quickly there is a decorum. There is a way in which you should act and react. And in the funeral circumstance, what we try and do is arrive to the church an hour before the celebration of funeral service would start. We would position ourselves within a gallery. That means that 95% of the congregation have no idea it's even being recorded. Occasionally, you would be challenged that maybe no gallery or the family may request that they want you left or right at front of altar. But when we're discussing arrangements with families or undertakers, we try to record everything from gallery so that people aren't under duress of a camera being in their face. And right. I think it's that background of having done so much work allows us to work with the family and not make a drama out of what is already an awful day for them to attend.
So it's kind of to be unseen, an unseen
Absolutely.
Presence.
Absolutely. Yeah, the unseen witness.
Actually, we were speaking before the programme. You brought up something that I thought was quite interesting about people making memorial videos for the person to be shown afterwards.
Indeed, that's something that I think is slightly out of the norm for the typical Irish funeral, because most people go to a funeral and you're paying respects because it's a parent or a brother or sister of a work colleague. You may not know the person. You may not know who's actually in the coffin. And for that reason, typically Irish, you arrive to the funeral late, sneak in at the back of the church and leave early.
Yes.
It's what most folks do. How nice would it be if through the orator who's conducting the service, be it a clergyman or a civil celebrant, if they could actually reach out and let you engage with the person who has departed. And the way in which we do that sometimes is with memorial tribute videos. So we will have a 3 or 4 minute piece of video specifically made of photographs and video of that person who has departed, arranged in an order that tells the story and passage of time and their life, and then a musical backing track that is appropriate to that. So it means now there is a video projection on a screen during the funeral, and everybody in the congregation can realize exactly who it is that's being celebrated and all the points of life that they may have had contact with. Again, that wouldn't be normal at an Irish funeral, but those that have witnessed it have come away saying, oh my God, that's amazing.
Because it's very interesting. There's so much information that we collect on ourselves and each other when we're alive that,
Absolutely.
You know, it kind of doesn't go anywhere to a certain extent, you know, to be
Indeed.
Able to...
You even find it in current social media circumstances. If you hear of the passing of somebody, you may be tempted to reach for their Facebook page.
Mm.
And on the Facebook page, you see the past 6 months or 6 years of that person's life. Well, with the memorial tribute videos that we produce, you can go right back for 60 years because everybody has the childhood photographs, the communion photographs, the wedding photographs, the holiday photographs, etc. And all of that done subtly and done with the idea of being a tribute does become a very, very emotional center to the celebration of a funeral service.
You know, the way for your business, you know, you're coming from a wedding video kind of christening background. Do you ever have difficulties? Because the two different events, they're so different for a start, but the second part of it is the time scale. So even for organizing a funeral, do you ever have to say no because there's a wedding planned for the same day?
Well, we would operate with a number of colleagues in the industry. Only twice has it happened in 10 years that we've had to say no for a funeral. Because, yes, the pre-booked events in our diary do take precedence and you cannot let anybody down. But families are very understanding that if they come looking for a service to be recorded, yes, they may not get Jerry Duffy to go and record the service, but they will trust Jerry to bring somebody to record it, that it will still be done with the same ethical beliefs, with the same no compromise attitude that this can't be done again, so it's going to be done properly the first time. And in that regard, some of my colleagues in the industry whose work I would admire, they would get the call and say, look, I have X issue, can you help me?
Mm.
So that's how it's done.
Do you think that this is something that can grow, that will grow, that should grow?
I think it should grow. I think the understanding of people or the misunderstanding of people is quite acceptable, because when you mention funeral video, they think you're a freak.
Mm.
When they've watched it, when they've seen it, when they understand the lessons for it, or the reasons, should I say, for it, then the acceptance is there. We had one recently where a son could not attend his mum's wedding, and under no account would he be allowed to attend his mum's wedding because he was incarcerated in Mountjoy.
Oh, wow.
Now, awful for him to have lost his mum. Regardless of what service or what sentence he was going through, that was a life sentence to be handed, that you can't attend your mum's own funeral. And yet, because one of his sisters was aware of our own website, funeralvideos.ie, she had made contact with us through the site and was able to arrange this as a surprise. Didn't tell him in case it couldn't happen, didn't tell him until we were ready with the full production 24 hours later. And then he had said to her that it was the best gift he had ever received.
And finally, Jerry, just what kind of range of costs do your service?
The average costing on a funeral video for everything complete is in the region of €500. Okay. If we're travelling across 15 counties to get to where the church is, obviously it'd be a little bit more. And if we're travelling anywhere within the Leinster area, it would be fully encompassed for €500. And that includes everything. That's all of the family's wishes incorporated, all of the editing and the final production passed into their hands. So it's not a huge cost in the overall cost of a funeral. And more often than not, the people who haven't had it done come back afterwards and say, look, my sister or my sister-in-law objected and decided not to, and now she's the one bemoaning and
right,
saying we should
regret.
Have and we didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, the regret sets in.
Well, Jerry, thanks so much for coming on the line and talking to us today. I really appreciate it. It's a fascinating business and be interesting to see what the future holds.
Indeed. Thank you, Valerie. And if you need any more, you'll find it at funeralvideos.ie.
Thanks a million, Jerry.
Thanks, Valerie. Bye-bye.